Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. It's our weekly soccer show. We talk soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the Western Hemisphere, all over the planet. That's what we do on AST. But for this very episode of AST, it's going to be very ATL focused because we have more news to talk about tonight. And we will try to make sense of what's next for Atlanta United on tonight's show. Segment one, I'm joined by my play-by-play partner on Atlanta United matches, Mike Conti. What's up, Mike?
Long time no see.
Seriously, we were there Saturday, and then we were talking about breaking news on Sunday morning, and now we're talking about kind of breaking news again. We're going to talk about the coaching search and the news from Sunday and kind of where we are with everything, but before we get into that, we need to talk about the announcement that came out about 2 hours ago. Atlanta United President and CEO Garth Lagerwey is taking an immediate and indefinite leave of absence, a second one to focus on his medical treatment and recovery. The club and AMB Sports and Entertainment are offering their full support as he continues that process. In his absence, the day-to-day operations will continue as they have been under Chief Soccer Officer Chris Henderson, Senior VP of Strategy Dimitrios Efstathiou, and Chief Business Officer Sarah Kate Nofsinger, all reporting to AMB SE CEO Rich McKay. Garth said in the statement, "Leadership of Atlanta United requires full-time attention, and right now I simply must focus on my health and ongoing cancer treatment." I mean, Mike, we had the chance to see Garth here recently, chat with him. He's been around the building. I don't know to what extent he has been involved in everything, but we know he's been around. We know people have reported to him up until this point. First off, we're all just really rooting for Garth, and you know, we've gotten to know him really well over the past few years, and we hate that this is the situation for him and his family, and rooting for a full recovery. On the Atlanta United side of things, the difference is now those three, Henderson, Nofsinger, Efstathiou, are reporting to Rich McKay, and you have a coaching hire to make. It is a very complicated situation at the moment.
Yeah, and it's a hire that Garth Lagerwey sounds like will not be involved in.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest takeaway from tonight. I totally agree with you. It goes without saying. Just best wishes to Garth for his continued recovery and everything I've been told and led to believe. And I think even the statement tonight made it sound like the prognosis is positive and everything hopefully is in a really positive place right now for Garth from a health standpoint. And frankly, that's all I really care about right now.
Right.
But you're going to be making a coaching hire and Garth Lagerwey is not going to be involved. And I think that's the reason why the statement was necessary, because it just clarifies now how the process will go. And, you know, Demetrius and Skate are part of the leadership team. But from a soccer standpoint, Jason, it strikes me that Chris Henderson now is probably going to be making this hire. And that makes a lot of sense, because Chris Henderson is also picking the players. And I think when you're in the situation where you have to hire a coach, especially at this juncture, very, very early in the offseason, ideally you would like to have a head coach who could have a role in selecting, or have as much of a role as possible in selecting the team. Ultimately, you're going to want to find players who are going to play in a way that mirrors the coach's personality. So now the groundwork for that is set. It sounds like it'll be Chris making the hire. It sounds like, you know, they're going to try to do this sooner rather than later. And that is one step of many steps to come for Atlanta United as they try to remake things and reshape things so that, as Brad Guzan said on Saturday, this never happens again after the worst season in club history.
Yeah, and that's the challenge, is there's a lot of stuff that is interconnected right now. And when we talk about what's next for Atlanta United, you know, I think the remaking of the roster, which has to happen to some degree, we went through it in Sunday morning's conversation. You and I did also on the SDH network. I went through it with John Nelson and Madison Cruz. There's not as many players out of contract as you might think going into next season, and not at the top end of the roster. It's more in the middle where guys are going to have decisions made. There's nobody that is a pure free agent at the end of the season. There are players who are going into option years that you have to decide, do you want to bring back? Do you want to renegotiate? Some of them are younger players that I think are easier decisions. Jaden Hibbert, for one, he's going to come back on an option being picked up. But you need to get better with this roster. And that was my biggest takeaway from the conversations I've had with people about what happened with Ronnie Dyla. Why didn't it work? What was wrong? I think a lot of people immediately jumped to tactics. And I look at underperforming your XG on both sides, offensively and defensively, by double digits. And that's not tactics. You've got to get better on this roster. And to do that, you're going to have to figure out what you do on the coaching side to figure out what style of player you're looking for. It's not easy to get all this done.
That's exactly right. The thing that I'm most interested in seeing as this search process evolves, and on Sunday, Atlanta United said it would be a global search, I'm still stuck on what's going to be the organizational philosophy here. Are they going to look for a manager who has been involved in Major League Soccer in some way, shape, or form before? Or are they going to maybe pivot away from their recent strategy? Remember, the last two permanent head coaches they've hired had MLS experience. Is this going to be more of a Frank DeBoer, Gabriel Heinze, a Tata Martino part one type hire, where you bring in a coach from another part of the world who does not have a connection to Major League Soccer? And I'm going to be fascinated to see which direction the club takes, because that could go a long way to determining just how dramatic of a roster reshape is in the offing. One might be to believe that if you go outside of MLS to find a manager, you might be going outside of MLS a little bit more to find players. But that's not necessarily a guarantee. And I think you make a good point, too. You're going to be limited in how much you can remake this roster. I'll be curious to see if buyouts come into play. You know, there are a couple get-out-of-jail-free cards that are available now that weren't in the past. They used a get-out-of-jail-free card to get out of the awful deal for Mateus Click. But I don't know when the reset point is for that and how that all works in the offseason. And we probably could do a separate podcast on all the roster rules there.
We might have to.
But my biggest question is, like, you have so many names with MLS connections that are out there right now and available. Tata Martino, you've heard that name. Mm-hmm. Jim Curtin, mm-hmm. Peter Vermees, Caleb Porter, tons of names out there with MLS connections. But it has not always been a guarantee that the organizational philosophy has been to hire someone who has MLS experience. So I'll be really fascinated to see which direction they take.
What's your take on how big of a swing they have to take with this hire based off what the last two seasons have been, based off what Arthur Blank said to the fan base, based off what Brad Kazan said after the match? How aggressive do they have to be in this hire?
As we've talked about before, because the salary rules are so restrictive in Major League Soccer, I would like to see this club and other clubs, by the way, not just Atlanta United, but I'd like to see Atlanta United spend in an area that is not capped to try to make the team better, and that's coaching staff. Mm-hmm. There is no TAM-level coach or GAM-level coach or designated player-level coach. You can go out and spend whatever you want on whichever coach you want to hire. So I would like for them to take the biggest swing possible, anything they can do to give themselves a competitive advantage in that technical area. Because as we've said, you might not be able to remake the roster as much as you really need to overhaul this team dramatically for 2026. So it's got to be a big swing. But more importantly, if you take a big swing, you've got to make contact. Can't swing and miss. You cannot afford to get another coach hire incorrect. I still will go to wherever saying that Gonzalo Pineda was a correct hire. When he was hired in 2021, Atlanta United immediately became the best team in the league for the tail end of 2021. And they made the playoffs again in 23. And then the Gonzalo Pineda team with Rob Valentino's help made the playoffs again in 2024. They whiffed on Ronnie Dyla. And I don't think it was necessarily Ronnie Dyla's fault that they're in the position they're in right now. I think he was severely let down by his team. But the team clearly was not responding to Ronnie Dyla. You look at the way the season ended. They only scored two goals in their last five matches, won none of them. So the team wasn't responding to Ronnie Dyla, and that's how why you had to make the change. You better get this one right, or else you could really be digging yourself into a deep hole that could take years to climb out of.
Yeah, I think the good thing about MLS is it is easy to climb out of holes, and these teams have found their way into holes, and generally teams can get your way out. The coach is such an important part of this. There are a lot of different names out there. You mentioned some just a minute ago. I mean, you want to go big names out there. Ange Postecoglou just lost a job in the Premier League. Maybe he wants to try something different. Roberto Mancini is out of work. He's got a whole lot of money that he just pocketed from Saudi Arabia after failing with their national team. You have then a second tier down, people like Pellegrino Matarazzo, who is from the United States but has worked in the Bundesliga and is currently available. You have Martin Anselmi, who had success at Cruz Azul, went to Porto. We saw him in the Club World Cup. It didn't work out. He lost his job there. He's available. He's won trophies in this hemisphere. And then you have guys like Giovanni Savarese. You have guys like Tata Martino. You have guys like Peter Vermes, who have had success in this league. I don't know. This is probably the first time that I feel like we've been in a situation that I really don't know what direction it's going to go.
Same. And I don't think they have to necessarily rush it either. I would like to see a coach in here sooner rather than later who can help in selecting the team. But you do have a little bit of time. You do have a luxury of time. One of the advantages to missing the playoffs is that you're not going to have some of these, I'm going to use the term windows, open up until after the season ends. And super draft becomes very important now for this team as well, holding the number two pick. You still have another month and a half, almost 2 months to go through the search and get the coach in place to help guide you through that process along with Chris Henderson. So they have a little bit of room to be deliberate, but again, I really want to see them be aggressive here in this search, because this is one area where you can spend your way into a competitive advantage, and Atlanta United is as well resourced as any club in the league.
Last one for you before we go to break. This is now no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is Chris Henderson's team. He's going to make the coaching hire. We feel like in the summer window, he made good decisions in bringing in Enea Mihai and Steven Alzate and Juan Berrocal. They improved the quality of play. The results didn't improve, but they improved the stability of the team. How confident are you in Chris running the ship now at this point, pretty much on his own with support from Efstathiou and from Nofsinger?
Yeah. And again, I think Demetrius and Skate are going to be really heavily concentrating on the business side. I just get the feeling that Chris is going to be, he is the president of soccer operations for Atlanta United. So it'll be Chris doing the soccer. It'll be Demetrius and Skate, keeping the business side on the rails. One thing we don't know, Jason, is to what extent were other changes made in the wake of the Ronnie Dyla sacking? What does the technical staff look like now? What does the scouting staff look like? What does the analytics staff look like? We don't know what that all looks like right now, but ultimately Chris Henderson is in charge of it, and he's going to make the hire. I'm confident in Chris. He's extremely well-respected around the league. He did a great job with Inter Miami. He built, I think, arguably the best roster of any team in North America, one that did not perform in the postseason, partially because they ran into Brad Guzan. But I'm confident in Chris, and this is very big for Chris now. I mean, he's got to nail it, but you're right. You look at the quality of players that came in the summer transfer window where Chris was involved in selecting, and I think we've seen that there is already some proof that Chris has made this team better. But this is a big, big hire for him.
I have one more for you. I lied because I think you're the best person to answer this. With now Henderson, Nofsinger, Efstathiou all reporting to Rich McKay, who is the CEO of AMBSC. Rich isn't a soccer guy. He's not going to tell you that he is. How is he going to support the soccer people in doing their jobs, in your opinion?
Well, Rich, I think, is Arthur Blank's most trusted personal advisor on everything, not just football.
100%.
And I also think that, although it was not stated in this release, that Josh Blank is probably going to be involved in this process as well. But
we assume so. Good point.
But let's just dispel some of the narratives right now. I mean, Rich McKay is not going to be offering input of, I think we need to look for a coach who does this on corner kicks, or,
maybe Rich is a long throw in enthusiast and we just don't
maybe. I doubt it. I think what he's going to do is be the liaison between Chris Henderson and Arthur Blank. And if Chris can make the argument that this is who we want and we have to spend X to get him, Rich will be able to go to Arthur Blank and make that happen. I know, speaking with Garth, that he really enjoyed the mentorship that Rich McKay gave him before he had to take this medical leave. And I think Rich is here to be a facilitator and an advisor to Arthur Blank and basically serve as a set of eyes and ears for Arthur Blank in the building. But I would not look for Rich McKay to make any kind of tactical suggestions as far as the type of coach that they should be looking for.
He's been through coaching hires before, so he'll have some maybe logistical support in what that process can look like. But he's got another one on his hands now that Chris Henderson will be leading that effort. Go ahead.
He can also speak up and say, I remember when Bobby Petrino said this in his interview, so watch out for that.
Oh, he does have that experience too, yes. And that could be valuable. You never know.
Right.
Mike, thanks for joining me tonight on AST. I got a feeling we're going to be doing some more of these during this offseason for Atlanta United. So be at the ready.
I think you're right. Take care, Jason.
Thanks, Mike. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Madison Cruz. You know her from the Atlanta United pre- and post-game shows here on 92.9 The Game. More about what's next for Atlanta United right after this on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. What's next for Atlanta United after Sunday's announcement that Ronnie Dyla is no longer the manager of the club and tonight's announcement that Garth Lagerwey is back on an immediate and indefinite leave of absence to fully focus on his medical treatment and recovery with the full support of the club and AMBSC. Joined now by Madison Cruz. You know her from pregame, from postgame all season long with Atlanta United. What's up, Maddie? How are you?
Just hanging out, you know, watching the Owls right now. Hootie hoot. I have to do the shameless plug. Hopefully they're not going to lose to FIU. We pray. It's 31-20, so I have faith in the Owls.
They should be okay. Should be
fine. There's only like less than 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. But I don't know.
Stranger things have happened, but we will cross our fingers for our friends at I-75. And just a little bit south of Fifth Third Stadium is the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground. And it has been a very busy last few days in Marietta. And we will, I'm assuming, have a press conference and media availability here at some point this week. That was the plan on Sunday with the announcement of Ronnie Dyla leaving. You know, you had the chance to talk to Ronnie Dyla after every home match. We've talked about it in various places, but just now that we're a couple days after the announcement, how do you feel about Ronnie Dyla no longer being here?
Yeah, I think it's one that still I think is a weird one. Say it as well. I mean, anytime I chatted with Ronnie, I'm always appreciative of how honest and how open he was whenever we chatted. I mean, it could have been, you know, one of the losses where, you know, it's maybe like, ooh, I don't know. Every single time, you know, he always came over and spoke to me and we spoke about the game and it was always very honest and upfront about everything and just a very kind person. And it's something that I've appreciated. I think I learned a lot about, you know, I think how to tell the story of a game from being under and learning from him as well this season, from his press conferences, from everything too. I think he's very knowledgeable in the game. And I learned a lot. I think just that's going to help me further on in my broadcast and journalistic career. So I'm thankful for Ronnie for that. It sucks because, you know, you don't like to see good people lose their jobs. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a results business. And you look at the season that Atlanta United had, and it was one of those where you kind of expected it, I think, towards the end.
Yeah, I mean, you go backwards through the supporter shield standings from worst to first, worst to playoffs, maybe is the best way to put it. The league is an unforgiving one if you don't make the playoffs. I think we've learned over the years that this is a league that you can turn it around very quickly. That's a good thing when we're talking about where Atlanta United is right now, but they finished 29th out of 30. DC United made their managerial change earlier, and they already brought in their replacement. That's the only team that finished below you. Then Montreal was ahead of you. They made a move very early in the season and moving on from Laurent Courtois, who is a name who is available and somebody that I think could be considered. Sporting Kansas City, they made a change on their longtime manager, Peter Vermes, another name who I think could be considered. LA Galaxy did not. They're 1 year removed from winning the whole thing. So Greg Vanney's going to get another opportunity to fix it, and they should get Ricky Pooch back from his ACL tear,
which
ruined that team. Toronto is bringing Robin Fraser back. They finished 25th. He had, same as Ronnie Dyla, 1 year. He comes back. St. Louis made a change. New England made a change. Houston has not announced a change as of yet, but that has been talked about. Same with Colorado. San Jose, Bruce Arena, in his first year, they were right there in getting into the postseason, and they were the first team out in the West. Red Bulls were the first team out in the East. Most teams that missed the playoffs made a change, so it's not a shock. What kind of move do you want to see next? I think the question I had for Mike in the first segment is, how aggressive does the club have to be in this hire, in your opinion?
I thought about this as well. I mean, I think, especially since you know that that decision is going to be made, and I don't know what the timetable is looking like either, especially with, you know, when you want to get this new coach in and, you know, when that happened. Because, I mean, if you look back at last year after 2024, it was pretty soon. Like, I mean, maybe about a month or two after the season ended that we heard about Ronnie Dyla getting the job. And then we had all the announcements of players towards January and then the start of the season as well. So I don't know how that timeline is going to go with everything. I don't know. I think it's a hard one for me because I honestly, a part of me, you know, you want to take the time to find the right person, but I mean, you don't have the time. You don't have the time to really do that, but you kind of
do and you don't. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a weird one. Cause like,
I was looking back at it with Ronnie. He was announced on December 20th. We know that interviews happened during the international break before decision day. We know that. That was talked about by Garth Augerway last year during our pregame show. So we know that happened. The playoff run kind of pushed the actual hire back until later and maybe changed the whole process. I don't know. I don't know how all that went down last season. You're a lot earlier than that this year because you're not in a playoff run. Yeah. So it does change the timeline a little bit. You're seeing New England be rumored with people. You're seeing other clubs' names are being floated around. That's what's going to be interesting here is how quickly do you make the hire and how quickly do you really need to make the hire?
Yeah, and I think that's the balancing act that Atlanta United has to think about right now is, you know, where's the balance there, figuring out, you know, how long do we take to figure this out? And also we do need to make a decision here shortly because you got to start looking ahead to 2026 and figuring out, you know, how does this new head coach want this team to play? You know, what pieces does he need to help with this team too? And that's going to be something to figure out as well, especially with, you know, having the coach connect with the players that you have. And also too, not to mention, you're also going to be dealing with roster decisions that you have to think about as well, which that's going to throw another wrench in the whole system too. And it's just, it's a weird situation. It's a weird timeline as well. But yeah, it'll be interesting. But I think for the head coach, I kind of agree with Mike listening in as well. I kind of want something bold. I want maybe to take a step too. You have a lot of head coaches right now that I think you can choose from. You know, I think you brought up one. I'm blanking on the name. You're going to have to tell me. A recent Premier League manager just got fired.
Postecoglou. I mean, that would be on the big swing category if you could convince him.
I agree. And I think that, why not? I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I think I said it at SDH too. I mean, if I'm a head coach and I'm looking at Atlanta United, you know, you look at the seasons prior and you think about that, but also too, I mean, you look at the facility as a whole, you look at Atlanta as a whole. I mean, the stadium and everything, there's a lot that draws head coaches to Atlanta. It's, the players have talked about how insane it is, and especially the draw to Atlanta as well. And Naomi High has talked about it. Juan Berrocal has talked about it. Like, it's a draw. And also too, I mean, for a head coach as well, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, stake your claim and to make a team yours. And I think there's a lot to bring. So I don't know. I think I agree with Mike though. Maybe something a bit bolder. Let's do it. Why not?
I think when you look at Chris Henderson, one, he's going to be very, very busy between now and opening day next season. You look at managerial hires. I mean, Chris Henderson knows the league maybe better than anybody because he played in it from day one. He retired. He was an assistant coach for Kansas City in 2007. In 2008, he joined the Seattle Sounders as their technical director for 1 year in USL, started in MLS with their expansion season in 2009. So in similar kinds of roles, he was around for the hire of Siggy Schmid in Seattle in day one. He was there during the transition from Siggy when he was let go to Brian Schmetzer. And then in Miami, he was there. He came in the same day as Phil Neville. So I don't know if he was actually involved in that hiring process or not. He was there when Tata Martino was hired. That, in his experience with so many years in these kinds of roles, that's the only coaches he's been involved with in terms of hires, which is kind of crazy. When you think about going into a technical director role in 2008, it's Siggy Schmid, it's Brian Schmetzer, maybe it's some aspect of Phil Neville, because they were both, I think, introduced the same day in Miami, and it is Tata Martino. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things for Chris Henderson. I think it's a good sign as well. You know, I think that brings a level of consistency too with it, you know, as well. And especially in bringing a coach too and bringing someone here for a long time and trying to cement that as well. And maybe I think that's something you need. I think there's been a lot of turnover and a lot of changes. Maybe like that's what you're looking for, is something consistent to have throughout a couple of years to maybe solidify that. And I think Chris Henderson, he knows the game so well, not only I think on the pitch, but also off of the pitch and everything from front of house, everything in that regard. Chris has been around all of it. And I think, you know, it's going to be tough, especially with balancing everything as well. But I think Chris got this. I think he does. And I also do want to say too, as well, especially about Garth Lagerwey, I really hope that everything goes well as well too, especially with the cancer treatment and everything. Cause I mean, that just sucks in every sort of way. And I'm wishing him all the best and for his family and everything too. Cause I mean, it's hard, and I'm just wishing him all the best. And I hope everything goes well.
Yeah. We had the chance to see Garth a couple of times since he came back on a limited basis around the facility. I had a chance to talk to him one day when we were at training, when we were off to the side, when the team was working on some tactical things. So, you know, we both got a chance to get to know Garth over the years, and it looked like things were trending in a good direction for him to rejoin. He was very positive about it. I think the good thing is, from the announcement, it sounds like his health is heading in the right direction, which is a great thing.
A very good thing.
Yeah, but he won't be able to be involved in this stage of what's next for Atlanta United. And I know he hates that, because I'm sure he was, at least up to this point, involved in the vision of what was going to come next, if not some of the nuts and bolts of how things will go next. Going back to Chris Henderson, I want to end with this one with you, Maddie. We look at his track record with coaches. Siggy Schmid was in Seattle for a long time. Brian Schmetzer is still in Seattle. Tata Martino, different conversation in terms of Miami. That also coincides with Senor Messi coming into town, and that probably changes the paradigm of everything. But we know in the game worldwide that if you are going to go with a very big swing, like an Ange Postecoglou, if you somehow find the money to get Roberto Mancini to show up, if you go for somebody like that, the lifespan of those coaches isn't very long. However, if you go with somebody who has been in the States and worked in the league, somebody like a Giovanni Savarese, somebody like Peter Vermes, who was in Kansas City for a long time, then you might have that consistency that you're looking for. So it just goes back to, this is the first time when Atlanta United has been in the situation that I really don't know what direction they go.
Yeah, I will say I am in favor. I do like Giovanni Savarese. I really like that.
I'm a big fan of Giovanni Savarese.
I would be totally here for it. I think he'd be a great choice. But yeah, I think it's a balance you have to take. And I think that's another factor in this whole decision too, is it's, do we go for someone with a big name and then run that risk of, hey, if it is successful, that might have a short lifespan. So how do we figure that out? And how do you figure out the contingency plan going out of that? Because you'll have to plan a little bit outside too, as to, oh, okay, after these 2 years, we might have to look at another head coach. or you're looking for someone maybe to be here for a little bit longer. And that way you get a longer shelf life there. And that, I think those are the decisions you're looking at right now and figuring out all of that, as well as figuring out decisions of roster. Cause that's another element too, which is so insane too, because that is, that's going to be starting up here shortly as well.
Yeah. I mean, you look at who Atlanta's going to be competing with. DC has their next coach. Montreal, they took the interim tag off of Marco Donadell. So they're good. Kansas City is going to go into the market. St. Louis is going to go into the market. New England is going to go into the market. LAFC is going to go into the market. We know Steve Cherundolo is leaving there at the end of the year. So you've got some competition. And that last one is probably the one that could directly influence what direction you go in, because LAFC is big, bold, ambitious, and quite an attractive place to go work right now. And one name that, you know, we know very well here in Atlanta, and Tata Martino, according to South American media a few weeks ago, has already reached a verbal agreement with LAFC, but that was before this job was open. Do you think that is a potential competition and a potential conversation to be had?
I mean, I think so. I think it's one that you definitely think you have to consider.
I would agree.
It's kind of that same conversation we just talked about, though. If you get someone like Tata Martino, who's here, you might only get him for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking again at, okay, after these 2 years, we might need to start looking again for another head coach. And do you want to risk that? And that's the other part of this, where it's, you go for Tata. That's a really big name. And that obviously is going to be an insane draw too, but you also might be looking at a shorter shelf life. And how does that work in the balance of everything? So it's another battle too. And, you know, LA and Atlanta are two hotbeds right now, especially with the talent and with what they got in both areas. And so it's a draw. It's a draw in both places.
You have a lot of different possible directions that Atlanta United could take next. Like I told Mike, I think we're going to be doing quite a few of these kinds of ASTs and bonus ASTs and special edition ASTs and SDH shows as well. So just make sure your notifications are on, Maddie, because I'm probably going to need you more during this offseason.
Listen, they're always on. I don't think I've slept in a while because notifications just, you know, start blaring. But it's okay. It's fine. That's the life.
That's what we'll be doing. There'll be plenty of stories to tell between now and opening day next year. Madison Cruz, make sure you're following her, Madison Cruz 7, on your social media channels. Thanks for taking some time for me tonight. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime.
We'll be back with more. I'm going to give you a list of names trying to fit all the different categories that we've talked about. There's a bunch of them. It's not going to be in a 3-4-3. It's not going to be 343 names, but it will be quite a few for you to potentially consider. That's coming up next after the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fees apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't
know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Was joined earlier by Mike Conti and Madison Cruz. You'll be able to hear the whole show on the Off the Woodwork podcast. If you're not subscribed, you can go to the Odyssey app. You can go to 92.9thegame.com, go into the podcast section, and go to Off the Woodwork. That's where all of our soccer conversations end up landing. We're going to have a lot of those between now and opening day next year. We're going to have a lot of those that revolve around the World Cup draw, which is coming up here in less than 6 weeks, I think. We're going to have a lot of those about the Champions League and all the other things going on in the world of soccer. Tonight, this has become a very Atlanta-focused show with the news Sunday that Ronnie Dyla is no longer the manager of Atlanta United, and the news tonight that Garth Lagerwey is taking an immediate and indefinite leave of absence from the club to fully focus on his medical treatment. The club will be run day-to-day in the operational sense by Chief Soccer Officer Chris Henderson, SVP of Strategy Dimitrios Efstathiou, and Chief Business Officer Sarah Kate Knofsinger, Skate Knofsinger, and they will report to AMBSE CEO Rich McKay. All of our thoughts are with Garth Lagerwey and his family about beating cancer and getting healthy, and that's the most important thing here. In the meantime, Atlanta United has to figure out what they're going to do on the managerial side, and Chris Henderson will be leading that charge. I do think it was very important at the end of the first segment what Mike Conti said about how Rich McKay will help him, and I think how Josh Blank will help Chris Henderson make that decision. They won't make it. Rich especially, and I think this is the thing, going back to kind of combining the two conversations that I've had tonight with Mike and with Madison, you have Chris Henderson who's going to make this decision now, and he doesn't have the support of Garth Lagerwey in making this decision. I'm sure they will chat about what comes next, but Chris is going to make the decision. He hasn't been involved in many of these decisions during his long tenure as an executive in the league. I think just the nuts and bolts of coming to the decision, just the logistics of a search, those sorts of things, the interview process, all those kinds of things, I think Rich McKay becomes a very valuable asset in that because of his experience as an executive in professional sports. It's not about the soccer decision portion of it. It's about how you make a decision in a hiring sense. And I think that's going to be an asset in a big way to Chris Henderson and the rest of the group as they figure out what they're going to do next on the coaching side. Now, I went through a list of names earlier tonight as I was trying to figure out, okay, who is available, who could be available. And I didn't even get into guys who are working somewhere right now. Literally, I tried to stay to people who are currently not working, and I think I got to about 40. There's a bunch. There are a lot of pie in the sky kind of names. And look, there's some that you would probably like to kick the tires on. Ange Postecoglou is one that I would like to kick the tires on. Xavi is one I would like to kick the tires on. I don't think he's going to come. I don't think he's interested. I think he's waiting on the right job in Europe. You never know. You'd like to find out what he's thinking. At least have the conversation. At least get to know him. Michael Carrick, Sergio Conceição, Edin Terzic. These are guys, Eric Ten Hag. These are guys who are out there. Luciano Spalletti was reportedly linked with the Nottingham Forest job after Ange was fired. Roberto Mancini was linked with that. Those are guys that it would take a lot of salary to make it happen, and they'd have to take a little bit of a leap of faith to do it. Some of them you might want to talk to. there are guys who have worked in this hemisphere and had success. Somebody like Martin De Michelis, who played at Bayern, but has managed River Plate, has managed Monterrey, 44 years old, a great former defender. Is he somebody you want to talk to? Hermann Burgos, somebody who was a longtime assistant to Diego Simeone at Atleti. Is he somebody you want to talk to? Potentially. Hugo Perez, somebody we're going to talk about here in just a second. You have guys who played alongside Chris Henderson, like John Harkes, who has been out of the coaching gig for a while after leaving Greenville Triumph, where he had success. He had success at FC Cincinnati in year one. He has not coached in MLS, but he knows the game as well as anybody. Is that somebody you'd like to talk to? Preki, who has been an assistant in Seattle where Chris Henderson was. Is that somebody you'd like to talk to? Tab Ramos. These are all former teammates of Chris Henderson's that could be conversations to be had here. I narrowed the list that I have down to 11, and this is not really in any particular order. So I'm not doing a 3-4-3 for you tonight. But here's some names that I'm intrigued by. Let's put it that way. Number one, somebody that I'm very intrigued by is Martin Anselmi, 40 years old from Argentina. He was last with Porto. Modern pressing, counter pressing, 3-4-3 coach. He wants the ball. I think his style of play fits what we've seen in Atlanta over the years in various manners. He is all about bringing young players through. He has won titles with Independiente del Valle in Ecuador. He's managed in Ecuador. He's managed in Argentina as an assistant. He's managed in Mexico with Cruz Azul, and he's managed in Portugal with Porto. So a lot of experience. He feels like a younger version of Tata Martino when Tata Martino was hired in 2017. Less experienced, had been involved in less, but along the lines of the style of play and the ideas. Number two, somebody that we just talked about in the last segment, Giovanni Savaresi, 54 years old, was last with the Portland Timbers from 2018 to 2023. Got very close to success, was here in MLS Cup in 2018. He won a good bit with the Timbers. I think he is one of the absolute great people in the game in this country. I think he's somebody that, having the chance to talk to players who played for him when he was managing the New York Cosmos in the old North American Soccer League, they would run through walls for him. That's the kind of personality that I would love to see here. He's been linked with speaking with the New England Revolution about their vacancy. He's currently working with Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. Pellegrino Matarazzo is a very interesting one, as he is a American coach who has not worked in the United States at this level. 46 years old. He has been with Hoffenheim and other clubs in the Bundesliga. Very data-driven, very tactically precise, a lot of European discipline, a lot of German pressing structures, but also, I think, somebody who looks to entertain, wants the ball. It's not more of a Philly or a St. Louis press. I think Matarazzo would fit what Atlanta United wants to be in terms of an attacking team. Would be intrigued by him. I don't know if he's interested in coming to MLS. Going into a completely different category, Ante Razov is a very interesting name to me. 52 years old, another player that Chris Henderson played alongside. Assistant coach with LAFC, they're going to bring in a new manager after Steve Cherundolo is done there at the end of the season. He's been on attack-minded teams. He's been on teams at LAFC that have scored a lot of goals. He understands current players. He's been an assistant for a long time. He's probably ready to be a head guy. Is this the kind of jump that you make? And do you want to go down that kind of hire again? You did that with Gonzalo Pineda, and it had success, but not the ultimate success that you wanted. Laurent Courtois fits into this category as well. I liked what he was trying to do in Montreal. I think he got fired way too early for the amount of money that they spend there. He is a possession first, very aggressive with his press and his structure, very risk-taking, did really well with Columbus Crew too in developing players and winning titles at MLS Next Pro. I'm fascinated by him. It is more of a gamble because of how Montreal went, but Montreal is also what Montreal is. Atlanta would be a very different conversation in terms of the talent he'd have at his disposal. A few more to mention really quickly before we're done. Jorge Almirón, 54-year-old Argentine, was last at Colo-Colo. He's been in big games in Copa Libertadores and all over South America. Can he adapt to MLS? That's a question, and it'd probably take a good bit of change to get him to come. Hugo Perez, I think, did an amazing job with the El Salvador national team. He's an amazing eye for talent, another player that played alongside Chris Henderson with the U.S. men's national team in the 90s. Did a great job with bringing dual nationals into the U.S. youth national team structure. I think he's somebody who would want to play an attacking style. He does have limited experience at this kind of job. He has interviewed for these sorts of jobs before. I think Hugo Perez is one of the smartest guys in the game. Is he ready for this kind of leap? Some guys who have been in the league and have had varying levels of success. Vanni Sartini, who was last with Vancouver, did pretty well with the Vancouver Whitecaps, but we've seen Jesper Sorensen take them to a whole nother level this year. Josh Wolf, talk about local ties there. He did pretty well at Austin. Did he do well enough to get another opportunity here at his hometown where you need to win very quickly? I don't know. I think that might be a stretch, but he's somebody that you'd probably want to talk to. And then look, two names that I'm going to bring up. We've talked about Tata Martino. I mean, he is available and he loves MLS and he loves Atlanta. Would he want to come back? It has been reported that he has a verbal agreement for the job with LAFC. That was a couple of weeks ago. The Atlanta job was not open then. Could he be persuaded? Potentially, yes. Would he be persuaded? I don't know. There's no way to know that. And would you give him everything that he would want, which if you remember the conversations that we had back in 2016 when his name came up, he is going to give you a list of demands. And if you do not want to meet them, he will not come to take your job. He does not have to work. He enjoys working. Would he take it? I don't know. That would be a very interesting conversation. And could you beat out LAFC if he already has a verbal agreement with them? And the last name on the list, I'm going to go ahead and mention it. I know a lot of fans have. Rob Valentino. He's currently with the U.S. Youth National Team, set up with the U19s. He's been involved with the U20s as well. Rob was not chosen to be the manager of Atlanta United after the playoff run that he made last year. That was before Chris Henderson really got here, because the hire of Ronnie Dyla came in pretty soon after Chris Henderson was introduced. I don't know what Chris's involvement was in those conversations. Could he potentially see it differently now? Yes, I think that is possible. I think that's the most unlikely one, but those are two guys who know this club, in Tata Martino and Rob Valentino. They know the club. They know what it can take to be successful here. They know what that can mean. Are they guys that you would want to go back to in very different ways? I don't know. And that's where I am with this right now. I don't know what the road that is going to be taken by Atlanta United is going to be. We're going to be covering all of it, and I think we're going to have to go down a few different roads along the pathway to get to a new manager, to get to an improved roster, and to get to the 2026 season. We'll be talking about all of that here all off season long on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'll be back next week on Tuesday. Stay on the lookout. There will be a media availability later this week, it sounds like, for the club. I don't know what that's going to look like or how that is going to take shape. If it does, we will have a bonus edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight available on the Off the Woodwork podcast. I'll let you know on social medias at Longshoe, and we'll also let you know from 929 The Game, wherever you are on social media. But for now, I will say adios, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.